Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
He specifically defaced the Hebrew lettering, which is actually the word Ahava, which just means love. We are still here. That's the message of Pesach, of Passover, is like the freedom of Jews coming together.
The leader of a Jewish student group at UNF sounding the alarm over what she calls anti-Semitic vandalism. Live team coverage takes us to campus and Action News Jack's Logan McDonald. And give us the background on what the concern is over what was just vandalized.
Yeah, so the defacement of the Ospreys logo here on UNF campus really is just the latest of some recent incidences here at UNF of anti-Semitic vandalism. Is certainly disturbing, especially on the second day of Jewish Passover, for this to be occurring. But certainly we had the chance to talk with Haley Jacobson, the president of the Jewish Ospreys, and she said she is hopeful they find the person responsible, saying that security cameras probably caught the person who did it. There is an ongoing investigation, and ultimately they're not going to be scared off by this act that she called at best ignorant and at worst hateful.
Haven't there been other incidents on campus in recent years, Logan?
Yeah, there have. There have been incidences of swastikas in bathroom stalls and other incidences of anti-Semitic vandalism, kind of as just mentioned. So this is just kind of one of the most recent incidences here of anti-Semitic vandalism on campus, something that Haley Jacobson, the president of the Jewish Ospreys, kind of referred to and alluded to in our interview with her. But again, she said at the end of the day, she just hopes that the person responsible is found and brought to justice.
Obviously, we'll update any word of arrest or any location of whoever is involved. And if there will be consequences, we'll have updates on the story throughout the day. Logan, thanks from UNF. Meantime, the bigger picture stories of the protests that have taken place at Ivy League campuses around the country. Columbia University in the early morning hours announcing a deal with students who are protesting the war in Gaza. Those protesters calling for the Ivy League New York School to divest from any financial interest with Israel set up a large tent on a tent city on school grounds. Columbia sending a midnight deadline for the protesters to disband, or it would consider what it called alternative options to clear the tents. Then early this morning, a statement from the university said protesters had agreed to remove some of the tents to make non-student protesters leave, and a bar harassing language among the students, delaying possible police action for 48 hours. We'll follow updates, obviously, over the coming hours and days ahead.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade, or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.